It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 72 of the Podketeer Podcast. This is going to be kind of a quick show tonight, and I have to tell you that there is a very good chance that there will not be a show next week. My daughter is getting married next Saturday, so things are going to be rather hectic around here for the couple of days following, I'm quite sure. So please forgive me if we don't appear on your iPod next week. But I can promise you I am not pod fading away. I will be back. And I will try, if possible, to get out here next week. But I'm just telling you ahead of time, giving you a fair warning, that there's a good chance we won't be out here. Now, what I've got for you is some cool Christmas music from out at the park. I've got Billy Hill and the Hillbillies. Unfortunately, I lost the last maybe a minute or so of that recording, so it kind of cuts off in mid-song, so I apologize for that. And I've got some music from 1993 from a Macy's segment that they did from Disneyland. And it's kind of cool. It'll show you how far back that Christmas song they use at the parade has been used, because it's the same song. Yeah, I mean, it's a good song, but they've been using it for quite a while. And let's see here. Since this is going to be kind of a quickie, let me give you the Disney news without the usual musical fanfare. What I got here is I've got This Day in Disney History. There's a website that has this. And here we go. For December the 2nd, which is today, Sunday, that I'm recording this, in 1929, Disney's Mickey Mouse short Haunted House, directed by Walt Disney, is released. When Mickey takes shelter from the storm inside an old haunted house, he must play the organ for the ghost and skeleton dance. It is Mickey's first ever encounter with supernatural beings. Should have been in the X-Files, huh? 1933, Clarence Charles Nash from Oklahoma joins Disney's studio as employee number 125. Impressed by Nash's vocal skills, Walt Disney had asked Nash to make an informal audition after his first meeting with him in 1932. Ducky Nash will be best known for providing the original voice for Donald Duck, as well as Donald's nephews, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Now, this skips quite a ways ahead. I guess it must have been pretty dull between 1933 and 2008 in Disney realm, at least on this date. In 2008, Disney releases The Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian on DVD and Blu-ray. A Walden Media Walt Disney Pictures production, the film had originally opened in U.S. theaters in May 2008. It is based on Prince Caspian, the second published fourth chronological novel in the C.S. Lewis epic fantasy series, The Chronicles of Narnia. In 2010, Toy Story 3 is named Best Animated Feature by the National Board of Review of Motion Pictures. This is Pixar's fifth consecutive win in the category, and seventh since the NBR established the category a decade ago. Last year, in 2011, it was reported that Disney fanatics Clinton and Lynette Hamblin of Petaluma, California, had purchased the house in Utah that was modeled after the colorful home featured in the animated movie Up. They initially looked in California until they saw news reports about the house. It had been officially recognized as the Up House by Disney last summer. It's located in Salt Lake City in the suburb of Harriman. And they purchased it for $400,000, which is pretty steep, I think, for Utah. The Hamblins plan on moving into the home after closing, I guess they mean escrow closing, January the 1st. So, let's see, so they should be, have been in there for about almost a year by now. The premiere of Disney Channel's holiday movie, Good Luck Charlie, It's Christmas, inspired by the series Good Luck Charlie, is watched by 6.9 million viewers. That's pretty good. That's almost as many people as listen to this show. John Lasseter appeared on the Charlie Rose show. His words include, Pete Docter from Monsters Incorporated and Up is doing a new film that takes place inside the girl, a girl's mind. And it is about her emotions as characters. And that it will be unlike anything you have ever seen. And we still haven't seen it. And I don't think I've even heard of it. So whatever it is, it's something new to me. Okay, now next up, I'm going to play a song. It's actually one of my favorite Christmas songs. The version that I really like is by Mariah Carey. This one is by Alice from the Mad Tea Party Band. And it's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Here we go.
Oh. Let me tell you about it. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
Oh,
that young lady has a very nice singing voice. I don't know what her real name is, but I'm a fan just off of that song. Okay, now next up is the Christmas performance of Billy Hill and the Hillbillies. It's a little over 20 minutes. It's really good, a lot of good Christmas music. They're excellent performers. I'm sorry about a little bit of the peripheral noise from the crowd, but hey, that's what you get when you record with a bunch of people sitting around you. So here's Billy Hill and the Hillbillies with their Christmas performance.
Spectacular for short amongst ourselves, and we're lucky to be playing on this fine stage. We're also so fortunate to be working with Santa Claus. We work with Santa Claus on a daily basis. We work, we break with him, we take breaks, we eat lunch. We're getting to know the man behind the beard. The man who supplied all these instruments. Every year for Christmas, we get musical instruments, which annoys our mom because she's got sensitive hearing. She wants peace and quiet. However, she does have a fondness for Christmas songs or holiday music. So we're going to do a medley that points out all those things that annoy her in a way that won't push her over the edge. You're not ignorant. You didn't say ukulele. Mom's annoyed by this because the mandolin because she thinks it sounds too plinky. That's pretty plinky. Mama don't let no mandolin play in here. I said Mama don't let no mandolin play in here. We don't care what Mama don't let her play that mandolin in. Mama don't let no mandolin play in here. Here we go. Billy Hill on the mandolin. banjos she thinks is way too loud. She also thinks it plays too many notes, too many unnecessary notes. I don't think you need all those notes.
This one.
That one, yeah, that one. You need that one. Mama, no little banjo playing here. Well, I said, Mama, no little banjo playing here. By the bass, it's too big, it takes up too much room in the house. She also thinks that a bass slap solo sounds too clattery. Mama, no loud bass slapping here. Mama, no loud bass slapping here. We don't care. Mama, no loud slap that bass anyhow. Mama, no loud bass slapping here.
You've been through there.
It's so sensitive. Of course, she's annoyed by bluegrass music, but she loves seeing us having fun playing together. I'm gonna lay on a bluegrass band here. I'm gonna lay on a bluegrass band here. We'll kill. I'm gonna lay on a bluegrass anyhow. I'm gonna lay on a bluegrass band here. Some of you children are hoping Santa Claus brings you something that you got, are hoping for or wish. I know my brother Billy always wanted a hula hoop, but he never got that hula hoop. I think he's outgrown that anyway, but he did get a lot of musical instruments. One year he got a toy train set. I remember it clearly. He was still in diapers. I think he was about 16 years old. And we were hoping that 15, I'm sorry, he's kind of sensitive. But he did get a toy train set, and it inspired him to play the Orange Blossom Special even better. This time of year when he does the Orange Blossom Special, he puts lots of red and green in there. There's a lot of songs. There's a gajillion songs. Well, hundreds of songs. How many are there, probably? Okay, 15. Listen to the way he does it. You got to listen really close because you think he's playing a certain song, a certain Christmas song, and then ends up being three other ones. So it's almost impossible. Almost impossible. So let's get started with the Orange Blossom Special.
Thank you.
So we pretend we like it. We don't want to hurt her feelings because she's a sweet lady. But she cooks a dessert. Everybody has this dessert during the holidays, and I've never seen a soul ever eat a piece of it. Even if you got coffee or milk, it's still something you don't eat. I don't know what the deal is or why people think they need to have it or give it. Grandma can cook this and make something worse. The name of this song is called Grandma's Killer Fruit Cake. Bonus. Things
we're going fine. Till the day I heard the doorbell, a chill ran up my spine. So I grabbed the wife and children as the postman dragged it in. This year the Christmas nightmare has just come back again. It was harder than the head of Uncle Buck, heavy as a sermon of preacher Lucky. Well enough to give the whole state of Kentucky a great big belly ache. It was denser than a drove of barnyard turkeys, driving a truckload of old beef turkey. Driving, driving, down the road. Grandma's killing free cake. Why are you not singing with us? Well, it was early Christmas morning. It was early Christmas morning when the phone rang us awake. It's Grandma Pa, she wants to know, did we like the cake? And I said, hello, Grandma. Yes, we're having a great time. Yes, happy holidays. We're having a beautiful holiday. Yes, we got it. We got it, Grandma. Grandma, they used a hydraulic to get off the truck. Yes, Grandma, that costs a lot. What, you want to send us another one? Grandma, I don't think you can afford the postage. I'm doing this as a favor for you. Well, so in other words, please don't send us anymore. It was harder than a head of Uncle Bucky. Heavy as a servant of Preacher Lucky. One enough to give the whole state of Kentucky a great big belly ache. Shows at Disneyland, when you think of through the years, the standout shows, I immediately think of the Bear Jamboree.
Woo!
That was a great show, yes. They were so consistent. We love their show so much, we wanted to be friends, basically. We went over and over again, hoping that they'd notice that we're in the audience. So we kept sitting up close and waving to them, but they never seemed to even know we were there. I don't know if it was the lighting or if they're stuck up or whatever, but we went so often, went over a thousand times, thousands of times we saw their show, but they never ever came to see us even once. But then we still have a gig here. Oh. That was tacky, I apologize for that. That was a little way to go, especially during the holidays. I apologize for that, it's just jealousy. They're more famous than we are. They've done a big movie. We've never done a movie. So I'd please take that back. Please forget I even said that. Because the bottom line is we love their show. And we love especially the way they would close a show. They would use a sing-along. And I think we're going to do a sing-along right now. We have our sing-along. This good-looking guy right now, right here, his name is Austin. Austin, I think he's probably from New Mexico. It's good to have Austin here with us. And he's going to help us. He's going to instruct you what to do. So if we don't know what he's doing because he's using cards and we don't read, so we're not sure what those cards say. But I'm sure y'all can read, and let's get it going. Let's do our sing-along. The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Certainly no place to go.
Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
wish your nose so bright. Won't you climb my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as he shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history. Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
That's Big Al right here. We've got Liver Lips, Louie, Wendell, and of course we got Shaker right here. Let's hear it for the Bear.
Well, Podketeers, I apologize again for that unfortunate incident there at the very tail end of the Billy Hill and the Hillbilly show, where either my finger slipped and I pushed the wrong button or something. So you didn't get the whole thing. So I apologize. I'm sure you can find it on YouTube if you are in dire necessity of hearing the very tail end. And after this little monologue, I'm going to play the 1993 holiday special during the Macy's Parade. And mainly playing it for you for the music, so you can see that they're still using the same music. And I don't know how many years before this that they had been using that music. Because I don't, you know, I've been going to Disneyland since 1956, but I don't really, you know, who remembers what music they were playing back in any particular year, but I know they're still playing this. So here's that music, which is about 7 minutes worth of audio. It's a bunch of people dancing around in colorful costumes at Disneyland, and this is the music that accompanied them. And there's a little snippet at the end, a couple of people sitting there watching the parade. So after this, we'll wrap up the show. So here we go.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Merry Christmas from Disneyland.
Magic at Christmas time is here. Hearts are gay and merry and full of yuletide cheer. The spirit of the season can make our dreams come true. Memories of Christmas are here for me and you. With caroling bells ring-a-ling and Santa Claus below.
Sugar plums and candy canes.
A sleigh ride down the snowy lane.
Carolers sing a bright refrain. Come and sing along with me.
Season to be jolly.
Come now, a gay apparel. La 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 la. Toll the ancient Yuletide carol. La 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 la.
Mesdames et messieurs, presenting the Candlelight Christmas Ball.
No, no, the pleasure was all mine. Now, come on, what are your plans for Thanksgiving? What are you going
to
do?
I have to find a very large bird and get my sister from Colorado to cook it for Maya and me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what about you?
I'm taking my sweet Lorette and Jake and Becky and Molly up to the High Sierras to our cabin and be very thankful for one another.
Okay.
So, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, all right?
And you too. Why don't we wish the country
Happy Thanksgiving from Disneyland.
All right, Podketeers, hope you enjoyed the Christmas music. This isn't our Christmas show, but the whole month of December is gonna be pretty much holiday-related. Hope you don't mind. I didn't think you would. Thanks for telling me you don't. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you'll join us here next time we're out here. I'm going to warn you again that there is a strong possibility there will not be a show next week. As I said, my daughter is getting married next Saturday. So wish her luck and join us next time out here on the wonderful world of Podketeer. So y'all take care of yourselves. You have a magical Disney week or maybe 2 weeks. And hey, we'll see you at the park underneath the Christmas tree. Well, hopefully not underneath the Christmas tree, but around the Christmas tree. So, ta-ta for now.
93 KHJ, Double Golden.
Okay, guys, everyone ready to sing the song?
Yeah, we're ready.
Great. Now, remember, it's almost Christmas, and nobody has any pod-safe Christmas music. So that's your motivation here. CC Chapman, you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
And Len and Nora from Jawbone, good to go?
Let's do this!
And Adam Curry, Skyping in from the helicopter flying somewhere above your golden palace. You all patched in there, Adam? Adam? Adam!
Right, I'm right here!
We want a pod-safe Christmas song. We want a song that's safe to play.
pretty good guys, except, Adam, you sounded a little bit like you were rushing it there at the end. You know what I mean? Buddy?
Whatever, dude.
All right, well, I can't say I care for the attitude, but, you know, just pay attention next time. Now, the rest of you, I just wanted to go over... Adam, did you say something to me?
No.
That's funny, I thought I heard you say something.
No, I didn't!
Look, I don't want to go through this with you again. We're here to sing a song about pod-safe Christmas music, and I just want everyone to do their best, you know? I mean, can you just give me a little effort?
Shut up, Cece.
Adam, just give me a little effort, okay? Adam? Adam! Adam!
Jesus, what?
Job, you guys. Really, you nailed it.
Nailed it. Yeah, not too shabby. Nailed it.
I don't want to speak too soon, but we may have saved Christmas. Special thanks to you, Adam, for paying attention.
Yeah, screw you.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow at rehearsal.
Yeah, you'll see me tomorrow
at rehearsal. Podcateer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Any similarity to living persons, or Disney characters, without satirical purpose, or the act of reviewing a product, or reporting on an event, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is a production of Toys Etc. in Southern California, and is protected by a Creative Commons, Share Alike 3.0 license. To contact us at Podcateer, please email us at podcateer@earthlink.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight. To all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.